You all know there are only 32 days left, right? I'm not talking about shopping days to Christmas. There are only 32 days left. Now, don't tell me you don't watch the internet and read all the popular press and stuff. According to the popular prophecies, it's all over the place. There are only 32 days left until December 21st, 2012. And if that prophecy is true, then don't worry about shopping for Christmas. Now, we are coming to the end of the liturgical year. Our church teaches all you need to know about the end times. God has always been teaching us about the end times. And Jesus taught us about the end times. Our scripture readings today speak about the end times. The prophet Daniel, using words he said he got from God, says of the end of the world, "At that time there shall arise Michael, the great prince, guardian of your people, and it shall be a time unsurpassed in distress since nations began until that time. And at that time, your people shall escape, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some shall live forever. Others shall be in everlasting horror and disgrace." This is the first time in the Old Testament that we find teachings about the resurrection. And then Jesus, later on in the gospel, says, "In those days," speaking of the end times, "after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. There will be an end time." That's the promise. We need to carefully remember some basic physics. And remember that time is a creature. Time is not eternal. Time is not co-eternal with God. God created time. He doesn't need it. God lives outside of time. He does not depend upon time. God doesn't need time. Time is a creature with a beginning and an end. Time was created for man. That sign we use for infinity as a mathematical symbol is a symbol that represents or stands for time or numbers that are beyond our ability to count. That doesn't mean eternal. time itself is finite. We just don't know where the end is. Jesus told us when he came, if you remember when he came to Capernaum and he was in the synagogue and somebody handed him the scroll of Isaiah and he started reading and he read the prophecies of Isaiah and then handed the scroll back and said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." And he said that over and over again throughout his ministry. Jesus is God. Where God is, there is heaven. There is no heaven without God. You've heard me say this several times before. Eternal life is only possible with God. Separate from God, you can't have eternal life. We're mortal. When we run out of time, it's over. Lights out. End of the movie. Why don't we have eternal life all the time? Because we choose to separate ourselves from God. God doesn't send us away. We separate ourselves from God. When we choose the world and time, we choose not God. When we choose God, we choose not world, not time. We choose eternity. The very important concepts to our fight, our faith. We must be with God to know eternal life. We must not seek eternal life in time. Time is of this world. Time is not eternal. And if we seek our destiny in time and in this world, we will never know heaven. If we choose not God, we rebel. And when we choose not to be among his elect, gathered from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. God has told us through Daniel that many will live. They'll live forever with God. But others will be damned. This is what Daniel said. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some shall live forever, and others shall be in everlasting horror and disgrace. So for those who love the world more than God, it may well be that there are only 32 days left. These popular prophecies should frighten those who love the world too much. And their fear should be of everlasting horror and disgrace. For those who love God and choose to remain in him and not rebel against him, not separate themselves from him, those shall live forever. And so the church always teaches, do not fear. He is coming. This is our faith.